A key component of Governor Andrew Cuomo's 2013 agenda appears in jeopardy as the governor concedes he does not have enough votes in the state Senate to bring an abortion rights bill he has championed to the floor. WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt has that story.
State Senate Republican leader Dean Skello says a bill to put into state law the abortion rights protections in the federal Roe v. Wade decision won't be voted on in the state Senate.
We're not going to put it on the floor. In my opinion, the opinion of my conference, that bill was not moving.
New York's abortion laws precede the landmark 1973 Supreme Court decision, and supporters say the state's laws need to be updated in case Roe is ever overturned. But Senator Skelos, in an interview with public radio and television, says that's not going to happen.
Abortion, whether you're pro-life, pro-choice, is not going to go away in New York State. People are not being criminally charged.
Governor Cuomo admits he has a difference of opinion with Senator Skelos.
He's been opposed to the choice vote for many, 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 many years. I understand that.
Skelos has for weeks now labeled the abortion rights provision extreme, saying it would make late-term abortions more prevalent.
Literally up to the date of that child would be born. It would take away all criminal penalties for those who would kill a child when... kill the mother, kill the child, injure the child before it was born.
Backers deny that, but there is currently no actual bill that's been written to spell out exactly what the governor wants. Cuomo concedes he does not currently have the right formula for legislation that would garner enough votes in the Senate.
We do not yet have language for a bill where we have identified enough votes with certainty that it would pass.
There are around 30 Democrats in the state Senate who would likely vote for a version of the Reproductive Health Act, but 32 votes are needed to pass legislation. Senator Jeff Klein is the leader of the four-member Independent Democratic Conference. It controls the Senate along with the GOP. He says he's a strong supporter of strengthening the state's abortion rights laws, but he also admits the votes currently are not there.
I think more than anything, we need a calculator because we need the votes to be able to pass women's reproductive health. And the last I checked, we don't have 32 Democrats to pass it. So that means we need to figure out a way to have a bipartisan agreement. And so far, that doesn't seem to be happening. But I'm still optimistic.
Governor Cuomo is meeting with a coalition of women's groups, including NARAL Pro-Choice New York and the National Organization of Women, to try to craft bill language. The goal of the governor and the women's groups is to come up with legislation that is palatable to a handful of moderate Senate Republicans. They could then join with the Democrats to vote yes, says NARAL's Andrea Miller.
There are many Republican senators who I believe have a belief in a woman's right to choose as their core conscience, and who have districts where this is a strong majority, and being able to provide something that they can very explicitly say, I get what this does, it's very clear, it's very simple, it's about Roe versus Wade and protecting women's right to choose and making our laws clear and up to date. Done.
Miller concedes that without an actual bill, it's easy for opponents like Senator Skelos to present what she says is a mischaracterization of the proposal. And she says the senator has put himself between a rock and a hard place.
The leader has drawn a line in the sand on this issue. He drew one incredibly early. He took a very extreme position, very fast out of the box. And when you start walking that back, it's hard. And I think that perhaps his hope is that we won't be able to come up with something. I think he's wrong.
The governor says ultimately he wants the issue of women's reproductive rights to be voted on.
People have a right to know where the elected officials stand on those important issues.
The end of the legislative session is scheduled for June 20th. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.